This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-600-1645. That's 800-600-1645. 800-600-1645.
Hello, America. Welcome to the Glenn Beck Program. So glad you're here. There's a new. I want to take the show in a different direction, a new philosophy, if you will, and it's all pinned on one phrase that I read recently, and it came from Eleanor Roosevelt of all godforsaken people, and she said, "Great minds talk about ideas." Average minds talk about events, and small minds talk about people. I want to show you how we can come together by talking about this BuzzFeed scandal in a different way. By instead of making it about people or even events, talk about the ideas. Maybe we can make some progress as a nation and as people by doing that. We begin there right now.
I will make a stand. I will raise my voice. I will hold your hand. Because we are one. I will beat my drum. I have made my choice. We will overcome. Because we are one.
The fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
I want to take you through. I said last hour that there are three buckets of this story. There are three separate things, and they're all being thrown together as one story. And that's not true. And it's causing confusion and contention and arguments because everyone is looking at this as one story. It's not. It's many, but they come down to three basic buckets. The first one is the 35-page report and BuzzFeed. And that 35-page report, that has stories in it of John McCain having the report, turning it over to the FBI. People are split on that. Is that right? Is that wrong? That report includes BuzzFeed. They printed it. Should they or shouldn't they have? It includes the people that allegedly are part of the Trump team that were doing things that are absolutely, I believe we can state, false, but they are at least unproven, and the charges are given by Russian operatives to a source that we don't know. Let's call those untrue. It also goes back to this 35-page report was put together, hired by the Republicans trying to discredit Donald Trump. They didn't use it, and so they sold it to the Democrats, who also didn't use it, but it's been circulating since August. There's all kinds of places to go on that bucket. And we're right now going there. But we're also conflating that bucket with this bucket, and that is the bucket of the two-page report that went to the president and the president-elect. And that one was to answer the question, are the Russians involved in trying to destroy our republic, or are they involved in trying to make America great again? That bucket involves the two-page report, the Putin stuff, Trump, Clinton, all of the things that they have done, and he said, she said, and spies, and well, it's the war, and that we're just trying to, further a war with globalists, blah, 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 blah. And the third bucket is the charge that Donald Trump made yesterday that it should at least get serious consideration. And that is that the CIA, the FBI or the DHS, somebody in the spy community that doesn't like Donald Trump, took this opportunity to teach Donald Trump a lesson by releasing this information. You can spend the day arguing in circular, meaningless arguments because people will jump from bucket to bucket. You'll make a good point for or against on the fake news thing, and then they'll jump over to, well, but the Russians aren't really doing this, or the Russians are really doing this, and all of a sudden you're in the second bucket. And when you make a good point in the second bucket, they'll go, but it's the CIA, you know what they're like. That's the third bucket. You can't argue when the facts are about so many different stories and they really truly are not connected. They're just connected because the events happened on the same day. That's the problem. We make this about people, and he did, she did, what they did. We can make this about people, and that's what small minds do. We can make this about events. The release of the report, the briefing with the president, we could make that about events. Or we could make this argument on this program about ideas. What is the idea behind each of these buckets? Fake news. That's not the idea. We're not searching for fake news because that becomes events or people. We're searching for a way to agree on facts. We're searching for the truth. Everybody's making this about, see, they caused it. Instead of saying, what is our goal here? Our goal is the truth. Now, if I have a perception that I am a conservative hack, what do I have to do to lessen that feeling among people so we can have a conversation and get to a place to where we can disagree on facts and we can agree on facts. I'm sorry, we can disagree on policies, but we can agree on facts and we can continue a conversation. Well, in my world, I figured the best thing I can do is stop worrying about everyone else and say, this part of our society, this part of our problems, I own. I take responsibility for these things that I did. I won't take responsibility for all of it, but this is what I did and I own it, in hopes that someone else will finally come on our side or on their side and say, you know what? I'm going to join him. I'm not going to worry about anybody else right now. I'm just going to look at what I did. Here's what I did, and I own this part. And I'm not going to make anybody go on an apology tour. Good. Great. Let's talk. How can we get to the truth now? How can we get more people to use actual critical thinking so we're not screaming over each other and at each other and getting nowhere and, in fact, making things worse? That's what the fake news idea is. But the fake news stories are now just the people versus the press. That's all that is. People versus the press. No. The idea is truth. Let's do the 2-page report. People are making this about Putin, Trump, or Clinton. Those are the small minds. The average minds are making it about the 2-page report. Here's what it is. Now, you have to report, you have to talk about what the event is. But that's just to set the table. Here's the event. Now, we can waste our time talking about the event, or we can dive down into small minds talking about the people, or we can say, what's the idea behind the report? Why did this event even happen? Because we're trying to decide whether or not Russia is a friend or a foe. Is that the idea? No. We're trying to establish, oh my gosh, almost like the first bucket, the truth. We're trying to find a way to discover truth. And the third bucket. Donald Trump charged, and this must be seriously investigated. I hope this isn't true, but it is a movie way things happen. Whether it's happening now, I don't know, but we have to dismiss it in a credible way, and if we don't dismiss it in a credible way, then the conspiracy theories will grow. Why don't we want conspiracy theories? Because they put fog all over the truth. It has to be a credible search for the truth. And come what may, if we find that Clapper or anybody else was involved in trying to discredit the president-elect, that's important information. They need to be fired. If they broke the law, they need to be tried and go to jail. Period. So we can talk about Donald Trump's charge. And it's important because if the CIA or Department of Homeland Security could do this to Donald Trump, what the hell chance do you have? And I won't hear that, oh, well, the government would never do that. That's exactly what was said in the last administration about the FBI. About the IRS. Yes. Yes, the government will do that. What is the argument about the CIA and FBI really all about? Can we trust them to tell us the truth? You see, the left and the right actually are striving in this particular case for exactly the same idea. We're not going to make it unless we can restore trust, integrity, truth. Remember when I said to you, everything you thought you could trust would be solid is liquid, and vice versa. Is that not true today? Do you fully trust our government apparatus, even our military intelligence, our CIA, our NSA? Do you trust that they're on the right side? I don't know. I think so. I hope so. But I don't know. Do you remember when I said that would happen? And it's here. There was something else that I connected to that almost every time. That is why your integrity must be impeachable. Now, I don't know if you can be a person in the media and have that happen to you. I don't know if that can happen, especially if you're as flawed as I am and you continue to make mistakes. But I know we have to strive for it. Your integrity must be impeachable because, I said, there will come a time when nobody will know what to believe or where to go, and you have to be able to look them in the eye and say, have I ever lied to you? Have I ever been grossly wrong on direction? Please, don't go there. Don't go there. You need to tell your friends, please, don't make this about Trump or Clapper or the sex romps or the Democrats and the Republicans or John McCain or Putin or Clinton or anybody else. Don't even make this about the 35-page report, the 2-page report, or Donald Trump's charge. Let's start with the idea. And the idea is integrity. What can we do to restore integrity to our leaders and to our media? But that's an interesting exercise for all of us to have. Perhaps it's more important for us to debate the idea, what is it that I can do to restore integrity to my own life? With my own circle of influence, What have I done that I need to repair? Who have I alienated that perhaps can be of aid, not in my cause, but in our cause of the American Republic? Back in a minute. First, our sponsor. I'm gonna tell you about Simply Safe. There was a headline in Chicago over the weekend from the North Side: 6 burglaries. Somebody broke in the house. What caught my eye was that each one of these stories happened in the middle of the day. Nobody's coming in. If they're gonna rob you, they're generally not coming in while you're at home at night. Robberies generally happen during the day.
Especially not in Texas. They don't do that.
Yeah, right. You got guns. When you're at work, you're at school, that's when people come and break into your house. And that's when you really need Simply Safe home security. They can be the guard so you don't become another one of these stories. Right now, you can get $200 off their best-selling Defender security package. Your final chance to get this deal. 17-piece system of pure protection with around-the-clock alarm monitoring and police dispatch. The minute your home faces danger, the police or the fire are notified. No long-term contract, no hidden fees, nothing to hold you back, even, quite honestly, price. How much would you think that this is worth? 17 pieces to make sure that you've got the monitoring, the motion detectors, the door opening, the alarm, the keypads, everything else, the window opening. Right now, with a $200 off special, it's $399. That's nuts. Go to simplysafebeck.com right now. Simplysafebeck.com. Get $200 off your Defender package at simplysafebeck.com.
Glenn Beck Program.
888-727-BECK.
Mercury.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-600-1645. That's 800-600-1645. 800-600-1645.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
All right, let's talk a little bit about Obamacare and what the future of Obamacare is.
They're making noise. Like, they're actually going to repeal it. And, like, that is going to be an agenda item on day one.
I have heard...
They're actually talking like this could happen.
I have heard from people who have access to the inner circle that this decision is being made this week. It will happen before... they will know before the swearing-in ceremony, and the same with the Supreme Court justice. That is being decided right now. There's a couple of Supreme Court justices on that list that are not good. One of them, and I can't remember, I got to get the paperwork on it. I'll give it to you tomorrow. The one of them is the judge that... Remember the story about the person who had the post-it note with the Bible phrase on it in their cubicle?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they were fired, and then they sued, and they said, I have a right to have that. And the judge said, no, you don't.
Yeah.
One of the judges on that list, and apparently one of the now top three finalists, is that judge.
Judge get the Ted Cruz stamp of approval then? And Mike Lee?
I don't know.
I mean, Mike Lee loved that list.
Right. Most of them are really good. The ones that it has come down to, I guess it's come down to the final four. And there's two of them that are really bad and two of them that are really good.
Is Mike Lee one of them?
No.
Okay.
No. But we will.
His brother? Is his brother one of them? Do you know?
No.
No.
Okay.
Is Mike too good for the job? Did they say he's just too good?
You know that's the case. Yes. The answer to that is yes.
I mean...
There are a lot of people who are just too good for the job. It just won't be considered because nobody wants to fight for him. Nobody wants to put that kind of political capital on the line to seriously fight for an excellent Supreme Court candidate.
Now, they'll do that
on they'll do that on the left. They'll do that all day on the left. They'll bring in a communist and say, "Oh, I'm going to fight to the death for this guy."
Right.
They don't care.
But you don't know. I mean,
they don't care.
You don't know that Mike Lee, I think, would be the best. But
or his brother would be great.
Yeah, his brother would be great. But there are others. There are others too.
And some of them I don't even know anything about. Yeah. So
tomorrow we'll give you some information on that. But do you believe Obamacare is going away?
I believe it is. What I'm slightly nervous about is what it's going to be replaced with. Is it going to be something just as bad or worse? Or are you going to go with a free market replacement? Are you going to just simply erase the lines of competition
Donald Trump has said that he would do that, but he also said that you have to keep pre-existing conditions.
Right. So free market doesn't work. Everyone must be covered, and he didn't care if it cost him votes, and the government would pay for that. So that's a concern as well.
Tomorrow we should spend some time looking at the actual replacements that have been proposed that will probably be the basis of what they go with.
You know, the guy he went with HHS has Price. A really good solution to the repeal and replace of Obamacare.
Does he?
Nobody's paying attention to it, but he's got it.
The Glenn Beck Program. Mercury. The Glenn Beck Program.
888-727-BECK. Patton Oswalt made some news yesterday. If you don't know who Patton Oswalt was, he was in King of Queens. He was he's a comedian. He was in
lots of voice work. He does lots of voice work.
We played one of the things he did because he was talking about political correctness, and
we play this. We never played it on radio. We only played it on.
Have we only done that?
Yes,
on Patton's too?
I've tried to. This has play been it. Like. Well, we don't. I don't think
I
we have it handy. It
was
like
it right
from.
Now.
We had it in, tomorrow. We play it. Yeah. Because it's so good, and he's so good on it. And he's a crazy liberal, but
crazy
him
liberal.
Talking about how political correctness is changing not only the world, but his world, even as a crazy progressive, it's ruining his world. And he goes into this great rant about it. It's so good. It's something worth doing.
Okay, so we'll do that. We'll do that tomorrow. So anyway,
he tweeted out after the Trump press conference. And just like that, Trump isn't funny anymore. That press conference was terrifying. We're effed. Go be with your families. Hoard food.
Okay. So now people are coming after him because, you know, the first response to that tweet was, what was it? Thanks a lot, wife killer or something. His wife just passed away.
Had nothing to do with him.
Yeah.
I mean, and it was a terrible tragedy. The guy was completely devastated by it. And, of course, I mean, why would anyone even go on the internet? It's like moments like that. It's like, why even bother
so
with
bad.
This nonsense?
So anyway, but it's interesting, and it goes back to what I said. Instead of saying, okay, wife killer, would it perhaps been better to say, I understand?
Yeah, it would.
I understand. Hey,
by the way, Patton, we've been talking not about hoarding food, but about being prepared for emergencies for a really long time.
Because maybe things could go unstable.
What if things go sideways?
Right. And this is, we could either look at this time as a way to get even, mm-hmm. or of a great blessing. Because reasonable people now on both sides, unfortunately, too many of those people who see this connect it directly to who's in power, and that has nothing to do with it.
And like you've said so many times, that shouldn't even be a concern.
Not even a concern.
One person in this republic should not be that big a concern.
Correct.
Shouldn't be able to change things that much
Correct.
To make you worry like that.
Correct. But we know that things are unstable. We know that the world is unstable. So for the last 8 years, the Democrats have dismissed all of that concern mm-hmm. and said, you are a conspiracy theorist or
nut job,
fear monger. Yeah. Any of those things. And I didn't make a good case to the left that no, we're not. We're none of those things. We just have fears that you don't see right now. And if you continue down this road of executive orders and jamming things down people's throats and not reporting actual facts to balance your coverage, we will be in even worse shape in 8 years when we survive this president. Now we can say to them, okay, I know how you feel. And how you felt is how we felt. And right now, you're tying it to the president, just like we tied it to the president. But the president actually doesn't have as much to do with it as we all know we're fundamentally off the reservation with our economics, mm-hmm. with our banking, with our understanding of the truth, with the way the media behaves, with the way our court system is behaving under the Constitution, with the way Congress is behaving and the president is behaving. Those underpinnings of universal truth have all been violated. And that's what's causing us to say, boy, maybe we should hoard food because the world could go into a giant sinkhole.
There's the hoarding of food. There's the shelters that are being built that we're hearing about that are in
from Hollywood. That are huge.
Huge and expensive, like in some cases, multi-million dollar shelters.
Right.
And they're doing all of those things, and nobody's calling them crazy. Nobody calls right. them nuts.
But nobody is also standing in between the gap and saying, I get it.
Yeah, I understand what you're feeling.
I understand what you're feeling. Finally.
And you're right. That's the right word to use.
It is. Finally.
Because that's the one they respond to.
Finally, you're here. Finally. or finally, we can see each other. Mm-hmm. I understand your fear. Now, it's pushed into extreme because you're afraid of the president. Like you will say, I was extreme because I said the president, you know, he could take us there. And I said, and I've said this, and people have said that to me. And I've said, yes, but I was wrong. We made it, didn't we? However, now you feel we won't make it through this guy. I want to tell you, we will make it through this guy if we don't repeat the last 8 years and treat each other the way we were treating each other. Or when we make it through this guy, God Almighty help us. What will we have in the Oval Office? What will we have? And which side is going to be the one that reigned victorious? Your side or my side? We have this great opportunity right now.
Yeah, because especially since they shouldn't be so cocky this time about the next guy who could be much worse.
Right.
I mean, but I fear, you don't know. They didn't believe that during the Obama administration. They thought the next one was going to be Hillary.
But we have a very short period of time because soon the Democratic machine, as soon as he takes office, the Democratic machine kicks in to get the next guy elected. And so they're going to divide us on politics and on party lines again. Mm-hmm. And remember, I mean, that happens every time on both sides. And so we're going to be divided again, and it's going to get harder to talk to. Right now is the time to talk to each other and find who's going to stand fast. Because as this becomes, let's just put it this way. They repeal funding for Planned Parenthood. Our side will celebrate. Their side is going to make this into an assault on women. How are we going to talk to each other? And as they do, we're going to be screaming liars, and they're going to be screaming misogynists. How do we talk to each other? We have to tie our lines together now. And quite honestly, if we can't speak reasonably right now in this blessed break from hating each other until January 20th, if we can't take a break now and try to develop some good habits, we won't. This is a time to develop habits. How do we talk to each other? How do we talk? How do we view stories? How do we talk about the news? You know what's fascinating to me is that story, that book I've been telling you about, Defying Hitler. I don't know if I've already said this, but the fact that they looked at a time period right before Hitler came in as glorious because there was 2 years where they didn't argue politics. Nobody argued politics because everything went sane for about 2 years. And they thought they were past the trouble. But the writer says the problem was I couldn't tell you if I was on the left or the right at the time. I couldn't tell you if I was a Christian or not, because none of the names or the labels meant anything, because everybody had just changed positions over the last 15 years so many times that nobody knew what anything meant anymore.
Sound familiar?
Sounds wildly familiar. So when they did start to argue politics again, there wasn't any foundation. There were just too many accusations of, you're going to be a bad guy. Well, you said the last guy was going to be a bad guy, and then your guy got in, and then everything was fine, and he was doing worse than this guy. I mean, that's what happened in Germany. And so when they finally got rest, instead of taking the time and saying, okay, let's find truth, let's tie ourselves to some rocks here, let's find a foundation of what is it we believe, they just said, huh, well, everything's going to be okay. Whew, we dodged that bullet. And then Hitler came in and redefined everything.
Oh, appreciate it if you wouldn't say the name Hitler.
I'm sorry.
Someone
I'm
else
sorry,
owns that name.
I know.
And you can't,
I know.
Can't use it.
I know.
You also said the word Germany.
I'm sorry.
Also cannot be said.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to bring up that there are seeds.
Mm-hmm. We
but by the way, it's incredible because the left didn't like it when I talked about seeds of Nazi Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And they said I was immediately talking about Barack Obama. No, I'm talking about the system and the culture and the Constitution and everything else and the political apparatus that gets us there. Now I bring up Nazi Germany, and now people on the right don't like it because they immediately say I'm talking about Donald Trump. No, no.
We actually would prefer European meanies. Instead okay, of Nazi European, Germany.
Right. Mm-hmm, we could be like the European meanies.
Yes.
May not carry the same weight. It's really hard to never forget if we're told not to remember.
Maybe you could just say the other hemispherian unnice people.
Right. Okay.
Maybe because Europe is too specific.
Other hemispherian not nice people.
Not nice people.
Okay. Mm-hmm. From now on, we'll know that's for the N-word, mm-hmm. but not the other N-word we can't say.
No.
The word we can't say.
Exactly.
Very confusing. I don't know what the proposed solution is to this. Because, I mean, and we're talking about, you know, these groups that come after you. ADL is the one you mentioned today that say when you're not supposed to mention.
It didn't come after me. It came after Donald Trump.
Sorry, yes. You're not supposed to talk about these things. And I guess if you look at it from their perspective, they're trying to say, okay, don't minimize what Nazi Germany was. Every time you have a political disagreement, of course you don't, but every time you have a political disagreement, people will say Nazis, and that demeans the memory and the seriousness of
the
what actually happened in mm-hmm. Nazi Germany.
Yes.
However, the other way to do this is just to wait until we get to Holocaust level points to start the comparisons.
And then,
already past the point where you can stop it.
Can I tell you something? That's not true. Because Stalin was not Hitler. Pol Pot was not Hitler. Mao was not Hitler. Che wasn't Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
They all had some of the seeds,
sure.
but they were their own thing.
Yeah.
So it'll never be that. Yeah. It will never be that.
Right.
But we have to be able to look at what got them there. And each of those societies, it's the same thing.
And if you can't mention any of the warning signals, you can't prevent any of this stuff. You can't.
Right. The problem is that people do throw it out without thinking.
Yeah.
Donald Trump used it twice yesterday. Once in a tweet, and it was I thought, meaningless there. When he said it in the press conference, it was an accurate usage. Do you have it?
Yeah,
quickly.
I think it was disgraceful that the intelligence agencies allowed any information that turned out to be so false and fake out.
Oh,
I think it's a disgrace. And I say that. And that's something that Nazi Germany would have done and did do.
So I believe his premise is flawed. Because this has been floating around. Now, if we can find, and somebody will do an investigation to find out if the intelligence agencies had anything to do with it, if that premise is true, then his charge of Nazi Germany is true.
And you say that.
Thank you.
To quote Donald.
Getting a bad night's sleep really sucks, especially if you have to then come up in the morning and face Pat. You're already off to a bad start in the morning, and then it only trickles throughout the rest of the day. Casper Mattress can help you get that great night's sleep. Not sleeping on my Casper mattress over the holidays it caused me some problems. I threw my back out as soon as I got back. You can tell when you're not sleeping on a Casper mattress. Well, that ends slipping on the ice while I was away. But anyway, Casper Mattress, invented with two high-tech foams that give you all the support you need and guarantee that you're going to get the best night's sleep ever. Start having a great night's sleep by getting a Casper mattress. Get a Casper, try it in your home for 100 nights with free shipping and returns. Casper.com. Use the promo code Beck. Get $50 off the purchase of your mattress. It's Casper.com. Promo code Beck. Get $50 off the purchase of your mattress right now. Terms and conditions do apply. It's Casper.com. Promo code Beck.
Glenn Beck.
Mercury.
You're listening to the Glenn Beck Program.
All right, so... do I have this right that the tweet storm continued from the left yesterday about preparedness?
Yes. Patton Oswalt, we were just talking about his tweets about hoarding food. He also tweeted about purchasing a gas generator and a seed vault. These are the kinds of things that made you a crazy person only
a fearmonger
a year ago.
May I suggest that perhaps the Trump administration is really God's way of keeping us in business? I'm just saying.
Buy a little gold.
May I just say.
Are you saying that you were anointed by God to stay in business?
May I just say, for all of the liberals who might be freaking out, I'd like to introduce you to Goldline and my Patriot Supply.
Yes.
And a gas generator. Bad for the environment. Really bad for the environment. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Needs to be a solar generator.
Solar generator. Mm-hmm. We've already been down this road. We've had 8 years to research these products and everything else. Come to us. We know which products are good and which products are bad. We were there. We bought in panic. We did it.
It goes back to the principle you talked about many times, though. It's as funny as it is to laugh at liberals for all of a sudden being, you know, scared.
And feeling the same way.
And feeling the same way that we probably would have in another situation. The point is that this one job in this country should not be able to put fear into people like this.
Yeah.
The government is too big if this one guy or girl can do this to people. And that should be the thing we change.
And the other point is, being prepared for emergencies is a good idea.
Yes, that's true too.
Go ahead and get prepared. That's smart, frankly.
Glenn Beck.
Mark.